بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a point of benefit on the ways of forgiveness of sins. Now may Allah's mercy be upon me and you that the ways for forgiveness of sins are of two types. Okay, the mic drop type. Know may Allah's mercy be upon me and you that the ways of forgiveness of sins is of two types. General, meaning applicable to all sins, and the second is particular. عَامٌ وَخَاصٌ. Now, as to the general, then it is of three kinds. The general is of three kinds. The first, what befalls the slave from calamities and hardships and griefs and distress. So this is first kind. We don't also forget that the calamities may be also a mean or a means for raising the slave to higher levels, and also there could be punishment. And we talked about the distinction between the two in a previous point of benefit. The second kind is at-tawbah wal-istighfar. At-tawbah wal-istighfar, repentance and seeking forgiveness. Istighfar, seeking forgiveness for the sins that passed. And tawbah, concerning that for the future, meaning that the person makes the determination not to re-indulge in the sins in the future. So therefore he makes istighfar and seeks tawbah. The third kind is the righteous deeds. The righteous deeds are causes to expiate sins. And the evidence for this is replete in the Quran and the Sunnah. In the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 114, قال تعالى إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds. نعم. And the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, الصلوات الخمس and الجمعة, the five prayers, and the Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah, and Ramadan to Ramadan. These are kaffarat, expiators for that which occurs from disobedience between them. Except for the major sins, which major sins require tawbah on their tawbah for them specifically. Now this is the general, and the particular, this refers to to what is entailed by punishments, prescribed punishments and penalties, and as well as expiators. So, for example, the legal punishments are expiators for the sins. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not combine two punishments for the slave. He does not combine for him a punishment in this life and in the hereafter. No. And the kafarat, the expiators, like for that, the expiators for the intercourse during the month of Ramadan in the daytime between the man and his wife, or the expiators for oaths, or the expiators to for the abandonment of a wajib, an obligation, or committing a muharram, doing that which is unlawful. And these expiators are themselves three types. First type of expiators are the az-zawajir. Those are that are of the deterrence type, to deter the person. Like, for example, the expiators for the intercourse that is haram, like the intercourse in the month of Ramadan, as we mentioned, between the man and his wife during the daytime, and that during the state of ihram, the intercourse during the state of ihram in Hajj, during the time of assuming the rituals. Also, the unlawful intercourse during menses or postnatal state. The second type of the expiators is al-jawabir, the compensators. The compensators for compensating something which the person may have missed. And the third type is the type of dissolution. Dissolution from vows or oaths. This is the third type of expiators. So therefore, in short, now we learned that the means for expiating sins are of two types, major and or general and particular. And the general is of three types, and the particular is relevant to the legal prescribed legal punishments and the expiators, al-kaffarat. And the expiators are of three types. The type of that is meant to be a deterrence, and the second is meant to be a compensation, and the third a dissolution from a vow or an oath, or someone making something unlawful upon himself, etc. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.